So, Ayurveda, I bet you're ready to go beyond just the surface level, right?
Absolutely. Ayurveda is having a major moment, and for good reason.
It's more than just a trend, though. The Spiritual Seeks article, the Holistic Wisdom of Ayurveda, really dives deep.
Yeah, they always find interesting angles. So, are you ready for a deep dive with us?
Let's do it. I'm especially intrigued by this whole concept of doshas, Vata, Pitta, Kapha.
Perfect. We can definitely unpack those. But first, how about a little journey back in time?
Oh, like back to Ayurveda's roots in India.
Exactly. Over 3,000 years ago, the Vedic period. Think ancient texts, spirituality woven into everything.
Wow, and it's still relevant today. It must have adapted quite a bit over the centuries.
It did. It incorporated knowledge from other medical systems, but kept its core principles intact. That's the beauty of Ayurveda.
It's like a blend of ancient wisdom and evolving knowledge.
Right. And it's all about understanding your individual constitution, your prakriti.
Prakriti. So that's where the doshas come in.
Yes, your prakriti is your unique blueprint, determined by the balance of vata, pitta, and kapha. They're like these energies that make you you.
Okay, so it's personalized,
Yeah.
not one size fits all.
Exactly. Knowing your prakriti is like having a personalized roadmap to health.
Okay, I'm ready to unpack these doshas. Let's start with Vata. What does it govern again?
Movement. Think breathing, circulation, nerve impulses, all that good
I
stuff.
do feel like I'm always on the go, a bit restless.
Could be a little vata imbalance there. But you also mentioned you tend to overheat easily, right?
Yeah, I do.
Interesting. That might bring some pitta into the mix. See, Ayurveda looks at how these doshas interact within you.
So they all work together, but too much of one can throw things off.
You got it. Now, vata's qualities are dryness, lightness, and coldness. When balanced, it brings creativity and energy, but out of balance.
Anxiety, insomnia, maybe.
You're catching on quick. Then we've got pitta. It's all about transformation, digestion, metabolism,
So I've
hormones.
heard it described as fiery energy.
Perfect description. It embodies heat, sharpness, intensity. Think anger, inflammation, even skin issues if it's out of balance.
Wow, it really does pack a punch. What about Kapha?
Kapha is the grounding force. It's about structure, stability, think bones, muscles, immunity.
So if someone is calm and grounded, that's balanced Kapha.
Most likely. But when out of balance, it can show up as lethargy, weight gain, congestion.
This is fascinating. So we each have a unique blend of these three doshas.
Precisely. It's what makes you unique. And it's why Ayurveda emphasizes personalized care.
So how do we actually bring these doshas back into balance? What tools does Ayurveda give us?
Well, it all starts with something we do every day, food.
Food as medicine.
Exactly. But it's not just about eating healthy, it's about eating what's right for your dosha type.
So if I'm Vitta dominant with all this restlessness,
Warm cooked foods might be your best friend. Soups, stews, cooked veggies, things that are grounding.
makes sense. And someone with a Pitta imbalance.
They'd want to focus on cooling foods. Cucumbers, coconut water, cilantro, all very soothing for pitta.
It's like a whole new way of looking at food. But I know food isn't the only tool, right?
You're right. Ayurveda also loves its herbs. Turmeric, for example, amazing for inflammation.
Turmeric is everywhere these days. What are some other popular Ayurvedic herbs?
Ashwagandha, a great adaptogen for stress. And then there's neem, powerful for detoxification.
So we've got diet, herbs, and what was that intense cleansing process?
Ah, you're talking about Panchakarma. Five cleansing procedures designed to purify the body.
The article mentioned oil massages, steam baths, even some more intense stuff.
Yeah, there's therapeutic vomiting, purgation, even herbal enemas. It's all about eliminating those built-up toxins.
Definitely sounds like something you'd want expert guidance for. But how does Ayurveda view the mind? We've talked a lot about the body so far.
Well, in Ayurveda, they're inseparable. Your emotional state directly affects your physical health.
Oh, like how stress can make my stomach go crazy.
Exactly. Stress can disrupt vata. Anger can increase pitta. It's all connected.
Wow, that makes so much sense. But isn't that where Ayurveda really differs from Western medicine?
Yes, and this is where the philosophical side of Ayurveda gets really interesting.
Let's hear it. I'm ready to dive deeper into the philosophy behind all of this.
Well, first, it's important to remember that Ayurveda is deeply rooted in ancient Indian philosophies. Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism, they all play a role.
So it's not just about treating the physical body.
Right. Remember the Panchamahabhutas, the five elements:
Yeah.
earth, water, fire, air, space.
Yeah, those are considered the building blocks of everything, right?
Exactly, including us. And then there's the concept of karma, which suggests our actions influence our health. past and present.
So taking care of our health is a karmic act.
In a way, yes. Ayurveda encourages us to live in alignment with our purpose, our dharma.
So it's a holistic approach, encompassing mind, body, and spirit.
Precisely. It's about supporting overall well-being and even spiritual growth.
It's such a different way of thinking about health than what I'm used to. What about treatment approaches? How do those differ between Ayurveda and, say, conventional Western medicine?
Western medicine often focuses on isolating and treating specific symptoms. It's a targeted approach.
And Ayurveda takes a more holistic view.
Exactly. It's about restoring balance, using a combination of things like diet, herbs, and lifestyle changes.
And while Western medicine often uses isolated compounds from plants, Ayurveda uses the whole herb, right?
Exactly. It's about harnessing the synergy of nature.
So it's a different way of thinking about healing, one that emphasizes harmony and balance. And what about diagnosing? How does that work in Ayurveda?
Western medicine often relies heavily on lab tests and imaging technology, while Ayurveda takes a more hands-on approach.
Hands-on how?
Think pulse reading, tongue examination, observing skin tone, and really in-depth conversations with the patient.
So it's about getting a more complete picture of the individual, not just their symptoms, but their whole being.
Precisely. It's about understanding the root of the imbalance, not just the surface-level manifestations.
This is all so fascinating. But why do you think Ayurveda is having such a moment now? What makes it so relevant in the modern world?
Well, for one, it aligns with a lot of current wellness trends. Think natural remedies, yoga, mindfulness. People are looking for a more holistic approach to health.
And there's growing scientific evidence to support some of Ayurveda's claims, too. It's not just ancient wisdom, it's being backed up by modern research.
Exactly. But there are still challenges, of course. Things like standardization and quality control are super important. Not all Ayurvedic products and practices are created equal.
That's a good point. It's important to do your research and find reputable sources. But despite the challenges, it's clear that Ayurveda has a lot to offer.
Absolutely. It's a system that encourages us to take an active role in our well-being. It reminds us that we are interconnected beings, part of a larger web of life.
That's a beautiful way to put it. I feel like we've just scratched the surface of Ayurveda today. What would you say are some of the key takeaways for our listeners?
I think the most important takeaway is this. Ayurveda emphasizes personalized care and the interconnectedness of mind, body, and spirit. It empowers us to understand our unique constitution and make choices that support our overall well-being.
It's not just about treating illnesses. It's about creating a life that fosters health and even spiritual growth.
Exactly. And it's a perspective that's becoming increasingly relevant in our modern world. Ayurveda offers a path back to wholeness, back to balance, back to ourselves.
I love that. So, listeners, as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, we want to hear from you. If you could choose one aspect of Ayurveda to explore further, what would it be? The doshas, herbal remedies, maybe the practice of yoga and meditation. Let us know.
There's a whole world of Ayurveda waiting to be discovered, and there's a path for everyone. It's about finding what resonates with you, what speaks to your unique needs and desires.
What a beautiful invitation. And we'll be back with more on Ayurveda in the next part of our deep dive, so stay tuned.
So, continuing our deep dive into Ayurveda, remember that invitation to self-discovery.
Oh, yeah. We talked about how Ayurveda is about understanding your unique constitution and living in a way that supports your well-being. But where do we even begin to put that into practice?
Well, one of the most fascinating and maybe even a little intimidating aspects of Ayurveda is Panchakarma. You mentioned being curious about it earlier.
It's one thing to talk about diet and herbs, but those cleansing procedures, they're intriguing, but intense.
I get it. Panchakarma, which means five actions, is a pretty powerful detoxification process. It's not a DIY kind of thing, usually done under the guidance of an experienced Ayurvedic practitioner.
Okay, so it's a serious process. Can you walk us through some of those five actions? Like, what do they actually involve?
Of course. We talked about Abhyanga before, the full body oil massage. It's super soothing, helps calm the nervous system, and improves circulation. And then there's Udana. The herbal steam baths that make you sweat out toxins, those are two of the gentler therapies.
I can see the appeal of those. But what about the more intense ones?
Right. Well, there's Vamana, which is therapeutic vomiting, and Virchana, which focuses on purgation. They're meant to eliminate deep-seated toxins. And lastly, there's Bhasti, which uses herbal enemas. It's especially good for balancing vata.
Yeah, I can definitely see why you said it's usually done with a practitioner, not exactly your average spa day. But what about the benefits? What does Ayurveda say Panchakarma actually does?
It's not just about getting rid of toxins. Panchakarma is also believed to rebalance the doshas, boost immunity, and enhance your overall well-being. It's like hitting the reset button for your whole system.
So it's like a fresh start for the body and mind.
Yeah.
It definitely fits with the whole philosophy of Ayurveda. But how do those philosophical aspects we discussed earlier actually play out in practice?
Well, remember we talked about karma and how our actions impact our health? That idea directly connects to Ayurveda's emphasis on preventative care.
So taking care of our health is like a karmic act?
In a sense, yes. Ayurveda encourages making choices that support our well-being, not just for now, but for the long haul. Everything from our diet and lifestyle to our thoughts and emotions.
It's like we're creating a lifestyle that aligns with our dharma, our purpose, and realizing that our actions have a ripple effect on our well-being.
Exactly. It's about taking responsibility for our own health and knowing that we have the power to create positive change.
That really resonates with me. It feels like Ayurveda is offering a way to live more consciously. Not just for physical health, but for a more fulfilling life overall.
And remember, that journey is unique for each person. Ayurveda is all about personalization. There's no one size fits all. What works for one person might not work for another.
That's an important reminder. It's about finding what resonates with you, what feels right for your own body and mind. But are there any universal principles that we can all benefit from?
Definitely. The emphasis on mindfulness, connecting with nature, having a balanced lifestyle. Those can benefit anyone, no matter what your dosha is.
It's fascinating how this ancient system is so adaptable to modern life.
It's about finding the wisdom within the tradition and figuring out how to apply it in our lives today.
I agree. This has been so enlightening. But I think it's time to compare Ayurveda to other systems of medicine. I know our listeners are curious about that.
Absolutely. We talked about the differences between Ayurveda and conventional Western medicine, but it's also interesting to see how it compares to other traditional healing systems.
Yes, like traditional Chinese medicine. They both seem to share that holistic approach, but with different philosophies and practices.
Right. Both Ayurveda and traditional Chinese medicine emphasize the mind-body connection. They use natural remedies like herbs and diet to restore balance, and both focus on prevention.
Okay, so lots of common ground. But what about their differences? Where do they go their separate ways?
Their core philosophies are different. Ayurveda is rooted in ancient India's Vedic tradition. Traditional Chinese medicine comes from Taoist philosophy.
So different starting points. Does that affect how they approach health and healing?
For example, Ayurveda is all about balancing those doshas, which are derived from the five elements. Traditional Chinese medicine focuses on the flow of qi, vital energy, through meridians in the body.
So they have different ways of understanding the body's energy system.
Right. And even though both systems use herbs extensively, their approaches are quite different. Their herbal traditions, how they combine herbs, it's not the same.
So they're like siblings with a shared interest in holistic health, but each with their own personality and methods.
Exactly. And it's pretty remarkable how these diverse systems with different origins and philosophies have all arrived at a similar understanding. The importance of holistic health and preventative care, it's pretty universal.
It shows that those principles resonate across cultures. It's about more than just treating disease. It's about cultivating a balanced and harmonious relationship between our mind, body, and the world around us.
I couldn't agree more. And that message is really resonating with people today as we all try to find ways to create more balance in our lives.
It's been a really enriching conversation. We've explored so much about Ayurveda, from its ancient origins to its relevance in our modern lives.
We've covered a lot of ground, the core principles, practical applications, philosophical underpinnings, and how it compares to other medical systems.
And for me, what stands out the most is Ayurveda's invitation to self-discovery. It's not just medicine, it's a path to a deeper understanding of ourselves and our place in the world.
That's beautifully put. And it's a journey that's open to everyone, whether you're drawn to doshas, herbal remedies, or yoga and meditation. Ayurveda has something for you.
I'm so excited to continue exploring in the next part of our deep dive. We'll be looking at some specific practices and tools you can actually incorporate into your life. So stay tuned for more insights and inspiration. So we're back. Ready to wrap up our deep dive into Ayurveda.
Absolutely. It's been quite a journey, hasn't it? Exploring the history, philosophy, and practical side of this ancient system of healing.
It really has. And throughout our conversations, one thing's been clear. Ayurveda is about so much more than just treating illnesses.
It's about living in a way that nourishes your whole being, mind, body, and spirit.
And that makes it super relevant today, wouldn't you say? People are craving a more holistic approach to health and well-being and a deeper connection with themselves.
Definitely. And speaking of connection, something that struck me when we were talking about the doshas is how much they influence every aspect of our lives. It's incredible.
It is. From what we eat to the activities we enjoy, even our personalities.
Understanding your dominant dosha can be really eye-opening. It helps you understand your natural tendencies, your strengths and weaknesses, and potential imbalances.
It's like a personal roadmap to well-being, isn't it?
Exactly. And it's not just about figuring out your dosha. It's about using that knowledge to make choices that support your health and happiness.
So, for example, if someone is Veda dominant,
like you mentioned earlier, you might benefit from grounding practices, things that bring a sense of stability, gentle yoga, meditation, those kinds of things, and maybe cutting back on stimulants like caffeine.
Right, and making sure to eat warm, nourishing foods. And for someone with a Pitta imbalance,
they might benefit from cooling activities like swimming or just spending time in nature. Eating cooling foods and herbs would be important, too.
It's all about making choices that bring those doshas back into balance.
Exactly. Creating a sense of harmony within the system.
This brings us back to personalized care. Ayurveda is all about finding what works for you as an individual, not following some strict set of rules.
And that's where working with an experienced Ayurvedic practitioner can be really helpful. They can guide you, help you understand your unique constitution, and create a plan that's just for you.
It makes sense. There's a lot we can learn and apply ourselves, but sometimes we need that extra guidance and support, especially when it comes to specific health concerns.
Absolutely. But even if you're not working with a practitioner, there are still tons of things you can do to bring Ayurveda into your life.
Oh, I'd love to hear some examples. Like, what are some easy ways to start incorporating Ayurvedic principles into our daily routines?
One of the most basic practices is Dinacharya. Remember we talked about that?
Vaguely. Refresh my memory.
It just means creating a daily routine that supports your well-being.
Okay, so what would that look like?
It could be as simple as waking up early, doing some gentle stretches or yoga, having a nourishing breakfast, maybe spending a few minutes in quiet reflection or meditation.
I love all of those. Yeah. Those are things anyone can do, regardless of their dosha.
Right. It's about establishing a rhythm to your day that supports your natural energy flow. It helps you feel grounded and more balanced.
And of course, aligning with the rhythms of nature is also key. That's where Ritacharya comes in, right?
Yeah.
Adjusting our diet and lifestyle with the seasons.
Exactly. Ayurveda recognizes that our needs change throughout the year. In the summer, when it's hot and pittas naturally higher, we need to emphasize cooling foods and activities. And in the winter, when it's cold and vata tends to be more dominant, we need more grounding and warmth.
It's common sense when you think about it, but it's easy to forget to tune in to our bodies and the natural world around us.
That's why Ayurveda is so helpful. It reminds us to slow down, listen to our bodies, and pay attention to what we need to thrive.
And to find joy in the simple things. Enjoying a delicious meal, spending time in nature, connecting with people we love. Those are all things that nourish us deeply.
Absolutely. Ayurveda is about embracing life fully and finding that sweet spot where you feel good, healthy, and happy.
I love that. It's not about deprivation or strict rules. It's about living in a way that feels good and supports our overall well-being.
Exactly. Ayurveda is about embracing life to the fullest and finding a path that leads you to greater balance, vitality, and joy.
This deep dive has been incredible. We've learned so much about this amazing system of healing.
And I hope this conversation has inspired you to learn more and see how Ayurveda can make a difference in your life.
It definitely has for me. And for everyone listening, take what resonates with you from our conversation and start experimenting. Maybe try a few small changes to your diet, try a new yoga pose, or just take a few minutes each day to be still and reflect. Ayurveda has so much wisdom to offer.
It's been a pleasure sharing this deep dive with you. May you find balance, harmony, and joy on your path.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.